Kia ora, Dee from Waipawa District Libraries. Thanks for joining us again. As you know, we've had a lot of interest in the history of Waipawa, and in particular Cambridge and Te Awamutu, which was testament to the interest in our heritage walks. One of the features of the Cambridge Heritage Walk was Fort Street and the information that Roger Gordon shared about the 10 Star Redoubt and the work that could be done on that in the future. What I'm going to share with you today is an article from 1964 which talks about the erection of a plaque on the redoubt site. It's called Plaque for Redoubt Site. The New Zealand Historical Places Trust has erected a plaque in Cambridge to mark the location of the 10 Star Redoubt, a focal point in the early defence of the Cambridge settlement. The Trust has erected the plaque on a concrete plinth off Fort Street at a point halfway between Victoria and Duke Streets. Mrs. M. Robinson, a daughter of the Honourable John Fisher, one of Cambridge's earliest settlers, will unveil the plaque for the Trust in a special ceremony at 2 p.m. on Monday. Cambridge historians have been endeavouring to have a plaque erected to mark the redoubt for many years, but its erection was delayed until now because of uncertainties as to its actual site. The 10 Star Redoubt was not the first in the Cambridge area, but it figured most in the town's early development because of its closer proximity to the settlement than the previous one. The first redoubt was on Crow's Nest Hill, the site of reservoirs for the town's water supply. This redoubt fell into ill favour because militiamen from the 3rd Waikato Regiment disliked its monotonous routine and bad food, which led to a minor mutiny. However, this alone was not the main reason for shifting the redoubt, as difficulty in navigating the Waikato River beyond its junction with the Karapiro stream made Cambridge a better site. The wideness of the Waikato River at this point, with its good anchorage and adjacent flat-topped terraces, made it an ideal location from a military point of view. I look forward again to you joining me for more on Cambridge, Te Awamutu and Waipa history. Kia ora.